This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you remember Beth being arrested?
Wait, when?
She got arrested.
At the bar.
Hello, Addison.
Wow, Billy, that was such a gusto hello. Hi.
Very excited. Yellowstone on the horizon. I voted today. I don't know if you can see my
I'm so
I voted
proud of you.
Sticker in Tennessee.
I did see your little sticker.
Get out there. We'll see if what happens there. So yeah, good day. We held the podcast an extra day or two, in part because of the election. I don't think anything that's happening Monday, Tuesday, anybody's going to care about come Wednesday. So we held to Wednesday in hopes that people will find us and kind of pivot to Yellowstone mode a little bit more easily.
Might want to get your brain off election stuff once it's all over. So our podcast hopefully will be that. Also, hopefully I sound decent. Y'all, I moved to Nashville last February, and I'm coming from Texas we don't have many seasons. Granted, I still had bad allergies in Texas, and each season we have entered, I have really struggled. So we've hit fall, and so hopefully I don't sound too hoarse. I'm doing better. I mean, the fact that I can talk today is a miracle.
Well, you sound actually pretty good.
Oh, heck,
little bit of the Phoebe Smelly Cat voice going on, but not like you had it last week.
Okay, good. Remind me, what was last? Oh, I do remember last week's trivia, but for those who were not here for last week's trivia, let me know.
Yeah, trivia. So we've started doing trivia now for some of our new Dutton Rules merch at the Taste of Country store. And we'll explain that in just a second. But last week's trivia question was, what kind of car does Jamie Dutton drive?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember why this was relevant?
Uh-huh. Because the car that we saw being torched into flames, that Rip, or we're assuming it is Rip torching the car, is what we assume is Jamie's car.
That's right. And Joseph was the first one in. staff@tasteofcountry.com is the email address. Joseph was the first one in to know that Jamie drives a black Dodge Durango.
Oh, dang it. I thought it was a Jeep. There. Oh, I was really off. I was about to ask you if I could answer before because I really was confident. So I'm glad I did not ask you that because I was off on the brand.
Did you think it was like a Liberty or a Patriot?
See, here's the thing about me. I'm not really a car girl. I just knew it was a Jeep and an SUV. Or yep. I thought it was a Jeep.
So some good news for Joseph and anybody who wants to check it out. We have some brand new Taste of Country Dutton Rules merchandise at the Taste of Country store, including a very cool t-shirt that says Better Call Rip. Another one that says I Am the Tornado. I believe Beth Dutton had a line similar to that at some point. And then just some different Family Allegiance t-shirts, we're calling them. In a variety of colors. And that goes along with the merchandise we had previously that kind of referred back to the train station. So I'm going to shoot a link to our friend Joseph for all of this, and he can pick out the shirt he wants, color and size. But he's first in, so he wins that shirt of his choice for knowing this week's trivia question.
Heck yeah. Go Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Who? What have our other winners picked shirt-wise?
Well, we only had one other t-shirt winner, and that was last week, and she picked the standard Dutton Rules train station shirt because this new merch wasn't on sale yet, but I believe she picked a sage green, size large, so we shipped that off to Kentucky for her.
Many more specifics than what I was asking for, well, but thank you.
I found myself in charge of fulfillment, which... Okay. Took a little more effort than I thought it might. Like, I had to talk to people who knew people. Like, it was, but we got to figure it out. First times, you know?
Well, today we are actually what's this week's trivia? Gosh, I need to get back. I need to dust off these cobwebs because I think this is the second episode that I just try to blaze straight into what we're talking about and I've missed our trivia. So can you please give us the trivia, Mr. Dukes?
Well, I've asked a variation of this question before, but this is a little bit more specific. First person to answer correctly at staff@tasteofcountry.com. How many John Duttons are there across the Yellowstone universe? And I'm going to add that all versions of Kevin Costner's John Dutton count as one, right? So we have the flashback John Dutton played by, I forget who plays him. Wow, that name's escaping my head. But you know I'm talking about the flashbacks we get?
Yes, I don't know him, his name.
That's not a different one. So it's just how many characters or how many generations have a John Dutton that we've met across the entire Taylor Sheridan Yellowstone universe.
Staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can send that little nugget on in. Today, in preparation for the new part, season 5, part B. It's part B, right? Not part 2. It's B, A and B. Or am I making that up?
They've been calling it part B, but the internet has chosen part 2. So I've decided to go with the masses and say part 2.
Okay, part 2 comes out next week. That just hit me. Yeah. I cannot believe we're that far into November. But we thought this would be a fun episode as we get ready for this new season. Half of the new season, that we would go over the first part of season 5 just to catch you up to speed. Not going to lie, it's been a hot minute since I've seen it, so I definitely had to do some research to just remind myself what the heck happened.
There were several plot lines that unraveled and kind of became nothing burgers, and then there was some plot lines that are pretty important as we pivot to season 2 or part 2.
Was this the one? Now I'm actually kind of forgetting. Was Abby in this? Was Abby in? Gosh, it all blends together. Was Abby in season 5?
Yes.
Part 1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, cool. She was. Yeah. Okay. So you want to start there? I mean, any place is a good place to start. Abby, great. Played by Lainey Wilson, right?
Yes. And Ryan, played by, what is his name again? He's cute. That's all I remember.
Ian Bowen.
Ian Bowen. This is what I'm hoping comes back in season 5, part B, which Lainey she didn't deny. Also, anyways, we can go down the rabbit hole in a minute. But in the last season, we see their love kind of bud, and then doesn't it end at the fair where they share a kiss, but then it sounds like she's going away, and we don't know if their relationship will actually progress or if it ends there, right?
You're 3/4 of the way there.
Dang it. Okay. Remind me.
Yeah. So Lainey's not going anywhere. It's actually Ryan who's going away as part of the Cowboys leaving Texas.
Yeah.
Abby finds out about it and she's quite upset and leaves, and he goes and chases after her. And he explains that cowboying is his song, so he's got to chase his song. And she explains that she can't wait a year for that to happen. So she's gone. And that's kind of where they leave it. They give him the option to write her off. But we did find out in the last couple of few months that Lainey Wilson was shooting some sort of scenes or at least a concert performance as Abby in Texas. So I expect to see her at some point this season.
I'm so bad I couldn't have been an extra in that scene. How fun would that have been? Also, how much tea I would have known. Don't worry, I would have done my due diligence and not spread, but it would have just been fun to know.
Yeah, that would have been helpful. That would have been helpful. I mean, if you cared about us, you would have done it, but whatever.
I would have flown back. Oh, sorry, guys. Well, so that's one thing that happened. It's definitely not your very famous term you've coined. Don't worry about it. That's definitely I'd say that one sits in the middle. It's not a worry about, but it's a don't just put it off to the side if we don't need to remember.
Well, let's go back to the start of season 5 because there was two things that happened at the very start that in my head, I had connected to previous seasons, but this is actually where season 5 began. And the first is John Dutton. We start this season with John Dutton having one governor. It's like his victory night, his acceptance speech. He's going to fight for Montana. And then it plays out a little bit for a few episodes about how he's going to govern Montana, and he fires everybody and makes Beth his chief of staff. And it's kind of not going too far away from his plan for the first few episodes. So that was actually this season. Currently, we still have Governor John Dutton. That's still a thing.
Yeah. Well, and during this, Jamie is plotting to impeach John, if we remember that one.
Yep, that comes a little bit later. It does. Yep.
And he's trying to get Sarah Atwood for her approval. She says yes, which I feel like that's just doing a deal with the devil, which I'm assuming is going to come into play this season in some way, shape, or form.
100%. But let's back up just a second on Sarah Atwood's character, because I think it's important to understand how she kind of came into the fold. If you remember Carolyn Warner, who is in charge of Markwood Equities this season, with she has a lawyer who's sort of her right arm. I forget his name. Why can I always forget his name. Is it Emmett?
Gosh, just having last episode too. You forgot his name.
Same character, and I forgot his name again. But anyways, they decide, watching John Dutton's victory speech, that they're going to target Jamie Dutton because Jamie doesn't look that happy, and they end up being correct. So Carolyn decides to bring in Sarah Atwood as someone she knows can kind of get to Jamie, and through him get what they're after for Markwood Equities, which is ultimately that airport, the Dutton Ranch land. So that's all through Markwood Equities. That's who Sarah's fighting for. And she's honest about that with Jamie, but she still seduces him, and they start a relationship that I don't know how real the relationship is yet at this point. Could be for show, just to get what she wants, or she might be actually having feelings for him. What do you think?
Nah, yeah. She's a slimy slithery snake. Nah, she's in it just for herself. I don't believe that for 2 seconds.
I tend to agree. She's also the one who says she knows some people who can take out Beth. And by take out, I mean take out. So they put that plot into motion, which is what you were referring to.
Yes.
Do you remember, though, a seemingly important but suddenly forgotten little Sarah Atwood sidetrack, something Beth discovers mid-season?
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I mean, not until right now. Doesn't she find her driver's license and it's not the same name, right?
She finds her driver's license and looks it up and discovers it's a fake name. It's a fake identity. Sarah Atwood is not a real name. And the way she does that is while Sarah and Jamie are having their tryst in some sort of public restroom.
Bathroom, yeah.
That was a weird scene. She digs through her purse to find out who she is and does a little bit of snooping there. So Sarah Atwood is not a real name, and Jamie doesn't know that at this point.
I'm really interested to see how that plays out. Of like, well, why she uses an alias. Do you have a theory or no?
I do, but it's not a very satisfying one.
What is it?
I think that's just one of those loose threads.
Just like the lug nut boy.
Yep, and the bomb that Casey places, like Beth all of a sudden got real distracted by Summer Higgins, and they had a whole story arc where they fought, and then we never heard about that ID, but that was several episodes ago. I think she learns about the fake name in like episode 3. We had 5 or 6 more episodes, and we never heard about it again.
Well, Summer, I mean, we ended last season with John and Summer growing closer and even sharing a kiss at the very end. So do we think we're going to see that plot line play out, or that might just be a like, meh, she doesn't reappear. But I guess maybe not in consideration for my theory that I have about the hitman and yeah.
Well, in fairness, it's not like that was their first kiss. Like they were sleeping together.
Well, yeah. I'm just talking about how things ended, Billy.
Yeah, they had that little moment. It was John was kissing her in public. So it was a little bit of a coming out for them as a couple.
Yeah,
she had previously been in prison for a year. She came back and is living with him. And then...
What a love story.
They have a big fight. And then Summer seems to be kind of on board helping the Dutton cause now. She seems to be Team John Dutton and is at least going to give Beth some respect. Right? I think that's kind of where we left it.
Yeah, like they both still hate each other, but there's this underlying, just, I respect you, but I don't like you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beth had some real adventures in season 5. Do you remember Beth being arrested?
No. Wait, when?
She got arrested.
Oh, at the bar, because she threw.
That's right.
She threw a little hook at a gal who was making eyes at Rip. Oh, yes, I remember. That's sorry, right. Sometimes these seasons blend that's together, right. And that was one of those that's moments.
Right. Yep, you're absolutely right. There was someone who was hitting on Rip, and she went to intervene, ended up in jail, and Jamie ended up freeing her, and then they had that big fight in the car where Beth learns that Jamie has become a father.
Yes.
So that was last season.
That's going to be another don't worry about it moment. Like, I don't think we're going to see this kid in this coming season.
I tend to agree. Do you remember the deal that Beth struck with an associate back in Utah? Kind of a handsome man she was on good terms with. She went and visit with him. They make a great deal that ultimately screws Markwood Equities. Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh. Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, that's totally fair. I actually had to look up the details of what happened there at the time. And then to try to remember it, I had to look it up again because it was really kind of confusing as to what Beth was doing. But essentially, she made a deal with someone who's a competitor of Markwood Equities. And she still owns a lot of stock interest in that company, Schwartz & Meyer, yes. Which was her employer for the first few seasons. So she gave the competitor all the stock in exchange for all that land that she had sort of soaked up around the Yellowstone Ranch. And then she took all that land and turned it into a conservation easement so that nobody can develop it. That was the deal she made there. It was a pretty savvy little move that, while I don't know, we'll visit in some detail, certainly has some implications as we push forward here.
Well, and speaking of Beth, she confronts Jamie with some blackmail, right? Mm-hmm. This is, okay, yeah. About burying his biological father and pretty much threatening to reveal the truth.
But then Jamie finally does what we all said he should have been doing, or like pointed out the plot hole. What did Jamie tell her?
I'll tell people about the train station, right?
That's right. He says, did you not know that the Duttons have been burying and throwing people over the ledge of the train station for generations? You take down me, you're going to take down your dad as well. And Beth had no idea about the train station. And that was
that's
the
wild
chosen
to me.
Spot to do that. Yeah, that was, you saw Beth really kind of like a deer in headlights there. And that's when she goes back to her dad and says, if there is a place like that, I think that's where we need to take Jamie. And this, I think this might be the last John Dutton scene. The camera just pulls back and we never hear John Dutton's response to Beth saying, I think we need to take Jamie there.
I forgot about that. Which could allude to the whole car thing being on fire. His car.
Oh, 100% it could. I think we believe the Beth versus Jamie plotline is probably... should be. I don't know if it probably, but should be the central plot line. Like, this fight unfolds over the course of the next 6 or 7 episodes. I forget how many it is. And one will live, one will die, and then we'll go from there. That's how I would probably draw it up, but I guess we'll find out.
I feel like those were my main points that I remembered. What are some other, I know you probably have a lot more than I did, but
yeah.
What are some other ones?
Well, Jamie tries to impeach John Dutton towards the end, and he has the big speech as John and Chief Rainwater are sort of forming a union to fight back, I think, the pipeline that's coming through the Broken Rock Reservation. So he's being impeached. John is officially being impeached because Jamie not only tries to do it, he succeeds in getting the legislator on his side. the start of season five was really bad news for Casey and Monica. And this seems like forever ago, Addison. But this is remember. The baby dies at episode one of season five.
That seems like season four. Yeah.
Forever ago. Well, it was two calendar years ago. That was the end of episode one, was the accident. They hit a buffalo.
You're right.
And you know what's funny is I did a video and I accidentally said they hit a moose. And my gosh, people, no hey, grace.
Better get your animals
there.
Correct, Billy.
That's a buffalo, Billy.
You idiot.
I remembered wrong and I didn't double check. My bad. You know, it wasn't clearly a buffalo.
Today we figured out that Billy is imperfect. Oh.
Well, we get a nice moment there between John and Monica there, where we learn that John had a little baby brother who died.
Mm-hmm. I do remember
But
that
it seems
now.
To kind of bring Monica and Casey into the family fold a little bit more closely, right? Like, I feel like they're committed now. For whatever reason, they feel like they're on the Dutton side. Like, they agreed to watch the ranch while the Cowboys are in Texas. Like, that whole plot line sort of solidified Casey and Monica's relationship with their father.
Ooh, and speaking of going, taking the cattle out to Texas, I realized Beth, during all this, is saying to Rip, I'm going with you. Or like, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to fly down and stay with him in a hotel for a night or two. She's trying to kind of keep him nearby to the degree that she can. Beth also, I'm really curious to see if this kind of opens up into a plot line. She discovers that the Four Sixes Ranch, one of the ways they make money is by selling their own meat, processing their own meat. Uh-huh. So she suggests to her dad that that'd be a great way to make some money. Beth has a lot of good business ideas for the ranch. Remember, it was the wedding planning in season four. It's the meat in season five. Like,
there's a lot of money makers here. Yeah.
100%. So I have three more things. These are probably small, but they happened and I think need to be remembered.
Okay.
The first was Emmett Walsh. Do you remember Emmett Walsh?
Was Emmett Walsh the 4-6? No. Oh, who was Emmett Walsh?
You're close.
Was he the ranch hand? No, hold on. Was Emmett – there is a random ant walking across my computer. Was he John Dutton's dad? You know, Billy, you might as well just tell me.
Emmett Walsh was another rancher who helps the Duttons – sort of run the cattle up or collect the cattle. I forget what their mission was. And on the way back down, he dies in the field. Remember the old cowboy who dies? Just dies
naturally.
Yeah, I
do, but I don't know why I thought he was like associated with 4-6s, but maybe I'm like in real life. Like they're the actual ranch, right? I'm just going to shut up and Google as you continue to talk.
Buck Taylor is the actor's name, and he's kind of a legendary actor. He was in Gunsmoke for a long time back in the 60s and 70s. You're thinking of, there was an old cowboy at the 4-6s.
Yeah, that died. Okay, anyways, we'll just
continue. That was just a cameo. Emmett Walsh died. It was, I don't think there's going to be, we need to know that, but that did happen. So that was kind of a little bit of cowboying stuff. Season five was also when Colby and Ryan killed the wolves.
Oh yeah. And we never really got resolution for that. They put the trackers on the wolves, placed them in the river, and then hoped that they would just run downstream. But one of the trackers got stuck on the log, right? It came off the wolf, got stuck on a log.
That's right. And that was early in the season, and that kind of plot line petered out a little bit as well. I think it was intended just sort of to show that there's an increasing amount of heat on John Dutton as he tries to govern.
Yeah, I think that's one of those don't worry about it moments. I don't think 100%. That's coming back in the new season.
No, and then this last one probably isn't either, but it was cute, so I'm going to mention it. We didn't see a whole lot of Tate during season five, but Carter, who's Rip's sort of protege, he scored himself a little girlfriend And they had a little night of fun there. You remember her name was?
Oh, I forget remember now. That part.
Ali Goetzman was, I think, how you pronounce the actress's name. Haley was maybe her name?
I don't know if it's a not worry about it thing, but I do think we're going to see Carter in this season just like going through his teenage years.
Well, there's a scene in the preview where Carter's firing the gun and shooting some yes. things. So this is kind of yes. his coming of age in some sort of way. So I agree. There's going to be some growth there. Mm-hmm. Tate, I don't know what we'll see there. He was kind of an unimportant character last season.
That's what I was about to say, and I hated saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what he represents is important. Like, if you are still a believer in the seven generations thing from the show 1883, that if you remember at the end, the one native said that in seven generations, you'll give the land back to us. Tate would be the seventh generation. So
right.
There could be something to that, but TBD on what happens there.
Yep.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can I share with our listeners a fun little thing that's happening on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, please do.
I am getting to Billy... Nicely is letting me interview. Nicely, that was a terrible English statement. That was not correct grammar, but I am interviewing three cast members of Yellowstone. And I say this because Sterling Whitaker, who also comes on this podcast, and Billy, they do a phenomenal job in the past of interviewing the actors, and they've passed the torch to me. So I'm pumped. We are interviewing Wes Bentley, who plays Jamie. And then Luke Grimes, who plays Casey Dutton, and then his wife, Monica, who is played by Kelsey Aspiel. So I'm really excited.
So finger crossed on all those coming through. Sometimes these big yes. media days plans change. And
yes,
I was joking before we got started that Wes Bentley is a little bit of a, he's like our white whale. You know, we haven't been able to sort of land him through the years, and he's been on the docket, but has slipped away for various reasons. So I think he's the only one of the cast outside of Kevin Costner that we haven't had a chance yeah. to talk to.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So I'm excited that I think we'll probably roll those out over the few weeks mm-hmm. and add them as part of our weekly podcast. That's kind of my vision, but we'll wait and see what comes of them and how much time we'll get with each cast member.
I agree. Let's get to, I have two comments for us today if you're down.
Yes.
Okay. From this first one's from YouTube, from Rains Bobo is the handle's name, who says some of the scenes, including the train station one and the Casey and Jamie one, are from previous seasons.
A lot of this kind of comment on YouTube. We put together a trailer breakdown. We put together a video version of the episode we did last week, breaking down the trailer. And people believed that there was a lot of scenes that were being recycled, which very well could be true. We think that a lot of the John Dutton stuff was recycled. I couldn't identify all the scenes, and some people indicated that, like, for instance, the scene where Casey was holding back Jamie took place in the kitchen, and it happened in a very specific instance. And then one or two people suggested that the person getting pushed over the edge of the train station was Fred from way back in season one, which... might be true. I actually went back and watched that, and I didn't see an exact match, but a lot of recycled footage for a trailer, which I don't think that's good news for fans of the show expecting like a lot from season 5, part 2. That yeah. and the fact that they're not, this is a little bit under the cover, they're not releasing advances this year. A lot of times we get advanced episodes so we can kind of be on time with our editorial. And reviews, they're not allowing those. So you're unlikely to see a lot of pre-premiere reviews from different outlets.
Which is so interesting.
It's never a good sign. They never do that when they're really excited about it for you to see it. One more point here. Also, they don't want us to show. Maybe they don't want to out there on what happens to John Dutton.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, maybe that's their way of, because, well, I was going to say with the scenes from last season, like, that could be their way of being like, well, yes, John was in the trailer, but that doesn't mean he's going to be in the episodes, which I think is just a mind game, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one I have for us is from Hayden, who says, I'm listening to the podcast as I'm writing this and hearing you guys talk about the FBI and Jamie destroying documents. What if John Dutton is arrested and that's how they get around him not being in this season? And Jamie is destroying documents to save his own butt. Oh, like he doesn't die.
Yeah, Hayden is a longtime listener of the podcast, has emailed a number of times. And I do think Jamie is destroying documents to save his own butt. If that's related to John Dutton, I'm not 100% sure. And I don't know. I don't think they can just put him in a prison, lock him up, and throw away the key and we never see him again. Like, that character, I think from the beginning, I've thought John Dutton needs to die. Like, that's the tragedy of,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a tragic tale.
And to close a chapter, so you're not wondering, like, what could be. It's like, nope, he's dead. There's not an option.
Yeah. Some good theories there, though, and appreciate it. We got several others that I responded to at the email address, so always appreciate that.
Staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can send those. And also our YouTube comment section. Don't forget about her.
So I think the plan is, if we can watch the episode on Sunday night or Monday morning, depending on when we're actually able to watch it. I know I did these on Sunday night. I just don't know 100% sure if I can get in front of the television right at the debut time. So we want to get a podcast out by Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning next week, kind of recapping the first episode. We'll also have a video breakdown within the first 48 hours as well that kind of explores some of the scenes and what happened. And of course, we'll have our likely very wrong takes on it all.
Hey, it could be very likely correct takes, Billy. Don't shoot it. Don't give us a downgrade here.
I like your optimism, kid.
Don't knock me down before I even haven't fully stood up. Uh-uh. I do just want to remind everyone who's listening, we greatly appreciate any rating, review, sharing these to friends. This can only exist if people listen to it. So selfishly, please listen and send to your friends. I really enjoy this.
Yeah, same. What she said.
Well, Billy, do you have anything else to say before I close this out?
No, I look forward to coming back next week to break down the season premiere. It's should be an entertaining season. I'm excited to kind of help people bring it to its conclusion.
This is the Dutton Rules Podcast, another investigative Town Square Media podcast. We'll see you next week.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.